the thing that I'm most proud of is getting a kid from A to Z in a case. This is a system that's not designed for kids. We've gotten better at helping kids get through the system, but it's still not great, right? They don't have the rights like the defendants do. And they get them from the Constitution, and those are there, but our victims need a lot of TLC to get them through this system. I was thinking back, you know, when I've climbed under tables to have a four-year-old be able to talk to me about what her older brother did, because that's where she felt safe. I've had a kid sit so low in a chair that they didn't have to see over the top of that witness, and we had to give them a portable microphone so we could still hear them, even though they were very low in their chair. I've had kids walk in and have full-blown panic attacks and have to ask judges to let them testify via closed-circuit TV and things because they just cannot do it if they're sitting in the same room as the person who hurt them. And usually, the people that have hurt these children are people in their inner circle, right? They're people that they trusted at some point.